It's Wednesday of Holy Week, called Spy Wednesday. This is Father John Sulzdorf. Today is the last full day of Lent, Wednesday of Holy Week, Spy Wednesday. The nickname Spy Wednesday probably comes from the fact that Judas slipped off to conspire with the Sanhedrin to betray the Lord. The Roman station today is the Liberian Basilica, St. Mary Major. We were here 5 weeks ago. After an apparition of Mary on the 5th of August of 352, there was a miraculous snowfall during a Roman August, which outlined the plan for this church on the Esquiline Hill. Pope Liberius began the construction of the first church, though the actual site was nearby to the present church rather than right on this spot. The present St. Mary Major's, however, is probably still the oldest Western church dedicated to Mary. It was built in the present location by Sixtus III at the time when the Council of Ephesus issued its definition that Mary is Mother of God. Mary is Mother of the whole person of Christ, and not just part of his person. And so, since she is the Mother of Jesus, and Jesus is both perfectly human and perfectly God, Mary is the Mother of God. In this basilica you find also the tomb of St. Matthias, the 13th apostle who replaced Judas, and also St. Jerome. Housed here also is a reliquary with what are thought to be 5 pieces of the wood from the Holy Manger of Bethlehem. A dying man asked a dying man for eternal life. A man without possessions asked a poor man for a kingdom. A thief at the door of death asked to die like a thief and steal paradise. One would have thought a saint would have been the first soul purchased over the counter of Calvary by the red coins of redemption. But in the divine plan, it was a thief who was the escort of the King of Kings into paradise. If our Lord had come merely as a teacher, the thief would never have asked for forgiveness. But since the thief's request touched the reason of his coming to earth, namely to save souls, the thief heard the immediate answer, "I promise thee, this day thou shalt be with me in paradise." It was the thief's last prayer, perhaps even his first. He knocked once, sought once, asked once, dared everything, and found everything. When even the disciples were doubting, and only one was present at the cross, the thief owned and acknowledged him as Savior. Fulton Sheen. From Toward Easter by Father Patrick Troadec. The Church has us read today for the third time since Sunday the account of the Passion, today that according to St. Luke. She also gives us large extracts from the Passion described in advance by the prophet Isaiah. In this beginning of Holy Week, the Church wants to touch our heart in placing before our eyes all that Jesus endured in order to save us. The account of the Passion makes us know not only the intensity of the sufferings of our Lord, but also the mastery over himself that he maintained in the midst of the most painful and the most humiliating outrages. There is no movement of revolt in Jesus. He does not try to escape. We find in him no word of hatred toward his persecutors. He displays heroic fortitude, particularly in rising up after each one of his falls, in spite of his state of total exhaustion, or again in pronouncing his 7 words on the cross, although each time he has to pull himself up to take his breath, which sets off unspeakable suffering in him. Lord Jesus, by thy endurance amidst so many sufferings, thou hast merited for me the grace of resignation and patience in each one of my own trials. Help me not to recoil either when faced with the cross, and teach me to carry it with generosity and confidence every day of my life, in order to share one day in thy glory in heaven.